Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show. Now there's not much to see because my guests have left, in-studio guests have left. But you can see it on the Facebook profile page for Dimitri. That's spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. The last name is Vassilaris. It rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it to clean it up. You can also see the Facebook live stream on a Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Make sure to follow us, me, as well as Big Willie. We love followers, and we appreciate everything that you've done for us. It really is great, great stuff. I mean, the followers have increased by incredible amounts in the past few months now that we've been on Big Willie 105.5, and also followers from my page. So it's really worked out well. Thank you all very, very much for that. It's just unbelievable, the growth that we have had. It's just unbelievable. We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up this morning right after about 8:50-ish. You will not be able to experience it on the Facebook live stream because Facebook has essentially banned Dimitri Graffiti because of some issues regarding licensing with the music that we use. But it's a great opportunity for you to call in and share your thoughts, say and do whatever you want, follow the rules of engagement, but do not try to interact with the host. That's Dimitri Graffiti and their exclusive feature of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. So let me give you some of the good news here, and then I need your help regarding my iPhone, because the calendar says that today, Monday, October 13, is Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. I don't want Indigenous Peoples Day on my calendar on my iPhone. I want Columbus Day because today is Columbus Day. And I can't figure out how to get rid of this thing, this Indigenous Peoples Day. I know that I can eliminate all the holidays showed up on my calendar, but I don't want to eliminate them. I want to eliminate only the ones that are woke, which is Indigenous Peoples Day. How the hell do I do that? I actually have a post on Facebook. I'm not making this up. You can go there and see it for yourself on my Facebook profile page. And I have taken screenshots of my iPhone screen, the calendar, Columbus Day, and then also Indigenous Peoples Day. And I'm asking, how the hell do I get rid of Indigenous Peoples Day? Because I don't want it. I don't like woke holidays that aren't even holidays that make no sense. So there's that. All right, let me give you the good news here first. In addition to Big Willie 105.5 and our monster signal, it's a wonderful, it's a new transmitter, by the way, imported transmitter. That's how important this is. Big Willie 105.5, and people are always going, oh, well, the signal is just great on Big Willie 105.5. Yes, we thank you for that. Well, my sources in the engineering department here at the Ohio Midland News Group gave me the good news last week regarding the other radio station signals that carry Dimitri live and dangerously local. We need more and more radio signals to handle the more and more listeners that we are getting. So we recently added 94.9 to this. The show is growing so much, it's become so popular, that the Ohio Midland News Group has decided to increase the power to maximum for 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, and 100.9 FM. They're increasing the power to the maximum. So if you're driving around and you're listening to 94.9 or 100.1 or 100.9, and you're saying to yourself, wow, Dimitri always sounded terrific, but he sounds even better now. Chances are it's because, I sound better because every day I just grow and grow. But also the power increase of so many of our radio station signals is amazing. It's increased, I want to say, like 500% or 1,000%. I mean, like crazy numbers, crazy number increases, which means you're going to get a much better listening experience now than you had before with 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. And you might be thinking to yourself, Mr. Deep Pockets does not like spending any money he does not have to spend. So if he's going to increase the power to maximum with all of these radio station signals, then he must believe that this is worth it. Well, yes, that is pretty much it. Because we have grown so much. We have so many more listeners. He's going, well, yeah, now it makes absolute sense. So it's full power now on all of these great FM radio station signals. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. And it's all because of you, because we're getting so many listeners. It's difficult to handle the load of all of these listeners to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. But if it's sounding a lot better to you now, these three FM radio station signals, that's why. Because they made a major, major commitment and added all sorts of electronic gizmos with boosters and exciters and this, that, and the, I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. But it's very, very important stuff. Bottom line is, your listening experience has just gotten a whole lot better. It was great to begin with, of course, but it's gotten even better now. So kudos to Mr. Deep Pockets and the Ohio Midland News Group. I have no idea what a kudo is. I think it's some sort of an antelope in Africa, one of those big ones with the long horns, but I'm not sure. In any event, thanks to Mr. Deep Pockets, and yeah, that's why it's sounding even better now than ever before, because it is just cranked up to 100% with all the new equipment. It could not possibly sound better on 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. So, good news there all the way around. Also good news, a major prize package coming up later on this week, thanks to a Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and now Mitsubishi, $300 prize package, and we'll be giving that away later on this week here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, and only for listeners of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. It's not for any other show here on Big Willie 105.5. It's not for any other show on the River Talk Radio Network. It's not for anything else on Facebook, the Facebook live stream. It's only for you, because you listen to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. $300 prize package from Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and now Mitsubishi, which Mitsubishi is great for the valley here because the car is reasonably priced with all-wheel drive. Virtually every model has all-wheel drive, and you don't have to spend an arm and a leg for some of these other brands that charge a lot more money. They're fine automobiles, but they charge a lot more money. Well, now you can get an all-wheel drive vehicle, a fine vehicle, for not a lot of money. Mitsubishi. Crown is the newest Mitsubishi dealership in the nation, and they are committed to the Upper Ohio Valley. That's why we're doing this thing with Crown. We're very excited about this, and you need to know about this. So we have that. Take a look at my Facebook profile page. Take a look at the post that I just posted a little while ago regarding my iPhone. How the hell do I get rid of Indigenous Peoples Day and leave Columbus Day on my phone? Because it lists the holidays. And today is Columbus Day. And that's fine. I think it's important to acknowledge what Christopher Columbus accomplished, which is the big deal. We're not honoring the man. We are honoring what he accomplished. And that's really, really important. That's why this Indigenous Peoples Day makes no sense, because we're not honoring Christopher Columbus for being Christopher Columbus. We're acknowledging what the man accomplished. Indigenous Peoples Day, you know, the Native Americans accomplished nothing. They were hunter-gatherers. They didn't even have the wheel. You know, while our ancestors in Europe were thriving, Native Americans here and in Canada were, I mean, they were hunter-gatherers, for God's sake. They were hunting buffalo. They were living in tents. They were putting on war paint while Michelangelo was painting the Sistine Chapel. They were communicating with smoke signals while Gutenberg was inventing the printing press. I mean, just on and on and on. Indigenous Peoples Day means nothing, because the Native Americans accomplished nothing. Oh, you don't believe me? Okay, fine. What did they invent? tell me about all the great buildings they built, like, oh, I don't know, the Parthenon or the Notre Dame Cathedral or some of the incredible structures in Beijing or Indochina, the Khmer or the Taj Mahal. What did they build? Native Americans not even have an alphabet. Think about that. They were living in the Stone Age. They were living in tents. They were hunting buffalo. It's just utterly insane to me why we would have an Indigenous People's Day at all. Because again, it's not about the man or the men. It's about what they accomplished. And what Christopher Columbus accomplished is mind-blowing. I'm not suggesting he is the first European who stumbled onto the Western Hemisphere. There are different people who have different theories about that, including some, you know, Eric the Red or whatever from Norway and all that. That I don't know. But I do know that the general consensus was that Christopher Columbus with his three little ships, and by the way, if you've ever seen full replicas of them, it is amazing that they even float, let alone they went across the Atlantic. I mean, it's honestly, it's unbelievable. And many people thought the world was flat. Not everyone. The Greeks figured it out a long time ago, just with a stick and a shadow. But most of the people who were not Greeks thought the world was flat. Christopher Columbus said, no, no, and I can prove it. Now, he thought he had discovered India. And that's why they're called Indians here, the Native Americans. I'm not sure that Christopher Columbus ever understood that he actually discovered something more important than India, which is the Western Hemisphere, which is pretty damn important. But it's his accomplishments. It's not about Indigenous peoples. It's not about Native Americans. They accomplished nothing. I know it's not politically correct to say that, but it happens to be the truth. Also, the truth is this, that the Native Americans and all other Indigenous peoples throughout the New World were horrible to each other long before they ever knew what a European was. They were horrible to each other for thousands of years, going back thousands of years. Horrific human rights violations, genocide, all the horrible stuff you could possibly imagine. They had been doing it to themselves forever before any Europeans came along. The Europeans, by the way, actually stopped genocide in the New World because the people from Spain, the conquistadors, when they saw what the Mesoamericans were doing, the Aztecs, sacrificing tens of thousands of Native American Indian lives every year with human sacrifice. The Spaniards, who were devout Catholics, were appalled. They couldn't believe it. And by the way, the Aztecs were killing other Native Americans, other natives in the New World. They were doing it to each other. The conquistadors, the Hispanics, stop genocide. They stopped the killing of all these other Native Americans. And a lot of people wonder, well, how could it be that just a handful of these conquistadors were able to defeat the Aztecs, this, you know, this incredible, powerful, you know, group of culture and all that? Well, it's because the conquistadors were liberators. They liberated all of these Native American villages and societies that were being decimated by the Aztecs. To many Native Americans, to many indigenous peoples, the conquistadors were their saviors. They liberated them from the Aztec control and they stopped the genocide. Did European invaders treat other people badly? Yes. Look at human history. It doesn't matter whether the history is the Western Hemisphere, whether it's Europe, whether it's Africa, whether it's Asia, whether it's this, whether it's that. Human beings have been horrible to one another for hundreds of thousands of years, probably millions of years. All different cultures, all different societies, including the Greeks, certainly including the Americans and the Swiss and any other group you could possibly think of. Human rights violations, genocide, murder, torture, rape, and everything else you can imagine. Horrible, horrible stuff that we've done to each other, human beings, forever. To suggest it was just the Europeans, the Native Americans were victims is a joke.